While the Bucks are trying to get more athletic, they are reportedly exploring a potential trade for veteran center Brook Lopez. Yahoo Sports is the latest to confirm that Milwaukee may want to play what is being called a more versatile style of defense in 2024. The Bucks' inside defense has been nearly impenetrable for a few hundred games. The franchise wants to move away from the style that won an NBA title because it developed big holes after Drew Holiday was traded last season. Milwaukee wants to focus more on offense than defense without giving up on stopping the other teams sometimes. The Wisconsin men's basketball program has added Sussex guard Aiden Knopp as a preferred walkout. Knopp averaged 20 points per game last season while connecting on 40% of his three-pointers. He joins guard Daniel Friedrich, forward Jack Robinson, and Serbian frontcourt player Adrija Vukovic as members of the 2024 freshman class. Knopp junior guard Isaac Gard and redshirt freshman, Jack Jenna Kiki are all walk-ons who will be on the roster this season. Marquette will pause its search for a new athletic director until the school names a permanent president to replace Michael Lovell. Lovell died June 9th at the age of 57 after a three-year battle with cancer. Athletic director Bill Scholl had said last month he would retire as soon as the school names his successor. Scholl has been Marquette's athletic director since 2014. Marquette's Board of Trustees will lead the search for the school's next president. Marquette's athletic director reports directly to the president. And police say Iowa receiver Caleb Brown was arrested for operating a vehicle while under the influence of alcohol and possessing a fake driver's license. Iowa City Police said in the report that the 20-year-old Brown was seen driving a heavily damaged SUV that had a wheel turned completely sideways early yesterday. The report said Brown backed the vehicle onto a lawn and spun the tires. It said he had poor balance and a strong odor of an ingested alcohol beverage. Brown refused a breath test and was arrested, according to police. He was later released. Court documents show he has been appointed a public defender. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance here, Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.